The business of Washington this week has been steeped in questions of how to reform law enforcement in America. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday that he says will address issues in the policing system. Before that, he met with the families of several men and women who had been killed by police. Meanwhile, the Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on policing in America, and it rolled out a Republican proposal called the Justice Act. Civil rights attorney Lee Merritt was at the White House and at the Senate yesterday. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I want to first talk about what the meeting with the president was like yesterday. You were with your clients, the family of Ahmaud Arbery, who was killed by two white men in Georgia in February. One of those men is a former police officer. What did the president say to you and the Arbery family yesterday?
He explains his executive order, and we had been reaching out to the White House and speaking to them about different aspects of the executive order, as well as the Republican plan for some sort of litigation or legislation, I should say, that would impact these families. The families didn't really find too much in what he said in the EO that would significantly change outcomes in their case, but It was a conversation where we would exchange ideas, and he heard from the families, and the families heard from him.
Well, after that meeting, the president gave a speech before signing this executive order. He began by listing the names of several black men and women killed by police. But then most of the speech was kind of a rousing endorsement of policing in America. Let's listen to this clip.
Americans know the truth. Without police, there is chaos. Without law, there is anarchy. And without safety, there is catastrophe.
What went through your mind when you listened to that speech?
I have to tell you, I didn't listen to the speech. I know what Trump's rhetoric is often about. It was a difficult meeting to take in the first place. I know that he doesn't feel like there's systemic racism within our policing system. I know some of the things that we were fighting for, specifically like qualified immunity, he had taken a position against. And so the goal of the meeting really more than anything was for him to take stances like that while looking families in the face who had been killed by police misconduct without any form of justice.
And just to clarify, qualified immunity is something that police officers could potentially use to shield themselves from liability in lawsuits. Now, I mean, you're sort of suggesting the answer to the next question. As far as the executive order itself, which provides funding for more training for police officers, money for departments to hire social workers, a ban on chokeholds unless an officer fears for his or her life, I'm getting the impression, but clarify if I'm wrong, that you don't think this executive order goes far enough.
No, it doesn't go far enough, and I'm not sure that the Office of the Presidency can go far enough. We wanted to have the conversation, and it's actually important that Representative Tim Scott, who was been drafting the Republican sort of response to the Justice and Policing Act offered by the House, was there, and that he could hear these stories as well. I don't want to discount the executive order. There were some things beneficial to these families that did take place in it. A lot of the families there, their loved one was suffering some sort of mental health crisis that didn't allow them to comply the way officers expected them to. And as a result, they were shot and killed. His executive order said that maybe officers should have a co-responder system where they respond to people with mental health crisis or homelessness or people who are suffering from addiction with something other than guns. And we think that is extremely helpful if it's implemented throughout the states.
Lee Merritt is a civil rights attorney. Thank you very much for joining our show today.
Thank you.